proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another session relating to Bible study. In our examination of the 11th chapter of Hebrews, we looked at two of the patriarchs, Abraham and Isaac, and how they manifested their faith. The author of Hebrews then turned his attention to Jacob, Isaac's younger son. He wrote, quote, "By faith Jacob, when he was a dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph and worshipped, leaning upon the top of his staff," unquote. Here is some background information about Jacob. His name meant supplanter, that is to say, one who catches another by the heel. Throughout much of his life, Jacob seemed to rely more upon his quick-wittedness than upon his dependence of God. A number of instances will serve to illustrate the patriarch's conniving nature. As noted in the previous section, Jacob practiced deceit in order to gain his father Isaac's blessing. Before that, though, Jacob induced his older brother Esau to surrender the family birthright by appealing to Esau's fleshly appetite, giving him a mess of pottage in exchange for that birthright. By the way, Esau commented on his brother's deviousness in Genesis chapter 27, quote, "Is not he rightly named Jacob? For he hath supplanted me these two times. He took away my birthright, and behold, now he hath taken away my blessing," unquote. Jacob also tricked his father-in-law Laban when acquiring a portion of that man's flocks and herds. Laban's sons complained about this reversal. Indeed, it was the increasing wrath against Jacob by Laban and his sons that motivated that patriarch to return to his homeland in Canaan. As Jacob lay dying, though, he demonstrated his faith in God. He gave priority of place to Joseph's younger son, Ephraim. Genesis chapter 48 described this incident. Joseph brought his two sons, Manasseh the older, and Ephraim the younger. Joseph brought his two sons to his blind and dying father. Jacob blessed both boys, but in doing so, he knowingly gave precedence to Ephraim over Manasseh. In a sense, he followed the pattern set by his own father, that is to say, confirming a younger son over an older son in receiving the blessing. The writer of Hebrews commended Jacob for going against the usual custom, which is what Isaac did, noting that Jacob did so in order to confirm God's directive will for Joseph's sons. There's another passage in Hebrews chapter 11 that some commentators have trouble with, namely that Jacob, quote, worshipped, leaning upon the top of his staff. Such people have questioned why, on his deathbed, Jacob would commit an act of idolatry. A careful reading of the text in Hebrews, though, dispels that problem. The author of that book did not declare that Jacob worshipped the top of his staff, as though he had some image engraved upon it or bowed down to it. Rather, Jacob leaned upon his staff in order for him to sit on his sickbed. We have to remember that Jacob was a greatly weakened man on the brink of death at 147 years of age. He may well have required outside assistance to perform such a strenuous act. In our study of Jacob's life, we notice that he certainly had his flaws. He was a mixture of schemer and truster. He never abandoned his faith in God, and that steadfastness made him worthy of inclusion among the heroes of faith mentioned in Hebrews chapter 11. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.